Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Carlos, what do you feel is missing most from this team during this rough stretch right now?
What are we missing?
What do you feel is missing most?
Yeah, look, we're going through it right now. I think it's a little bit of everything, you know, whether it's starting pitcher, not going deep in games for the most part. We got a couple of games where the bullpen, inning like today, an inning like the first game in Atlanta, you know, offensively, we're having a hard time scoring. So I think right now, every area, we're fighting through it, you know. So it's hard, you know, but we got to continue to fight. We got to continue to grind and get through it and find a way.
How do you compare this start of Tidwell's to his first?
A lot better. A lot better, obviously. I thought that fastball, you know, hot life, I thought that cutter, shorter slider, to go with the sweeper today was a lot better as well. Obviously, on that fourth inning, you know, left a pitch up to Realmuto. And then, you know, we knew we were going to keep him somewhere around that pitch count with him going 66. And then I think it was 70 the last two outings and going on regular rest for his second time. So we knew he was reaching there. And but overall, compared to that last outing in St. Louis, a lot better. Obviously, aggressive in the zone.
With what your pitching staff has been going through, was there any temptation to try to push him there, even though it was a tough spot?
No, not with him. Because like I said, when you look at his last outing, he threw 66 pitches. The one before that one, only 70. And with him going in regular rest, we knew he was somewhere around that number. So once we got the lefty there, the matchup we wanted, couldn't get it done here.
You've leaned on Reed Garrett really all year. Is he starting to tire a little bit here?
I don't think so. I thought, you know, the leadoff double is more of execution there. You know, the pitcher stay in the middle of the plate. Then I thought he was a good sweeper to Turner to put the ball in play. I thought the ball that pitch around Schwarber there, trying to get a ground ball, and I thought Vaughn hit a sinker that it was out of the strike zone, you know. So I feel like stuff is there. He's just, you know, with the way everything's going right now, you know, it seems like every ball finds a hole. But he feels good, and, you know, we want to continue to lean on him.
What do you see with most of your team offensively right now as far as the at-bats?
Yeah, I feel like the chase is one of the things that we've been doing as of late, you know, especially with runners in scoring position or whenever they get ahead. We're missing up our pitches early in the count, and then they're making us chase. So I feel like, you know, as a whole, we're doing that.
Back to the pitching for a second. In addition to being really good early, you guys had a lot of continuity with the staff. How difficult is it now with a lot of shuttling guys in and out just to kind of make it work?
Yeah, I mean, but lost a couple of starters quickly. You know, Kranick goes down. So I think everything is happening at the same time. And then some of the starters, you know, not fully built up or not providing length. And then, you know, that shuttle, like the way we call it, you know, the guys going up and down. It's part of it, you know, and we got to continue to grind through it, like I said. And, you know, guys will come up and they'll step up.
You guys went through a few significant rough patches last year. Is there anything that you can learn from that period of time that you could somehow translate to this year?
Definitely, you can always learn, you know. I have a lot of good players there, a lot of veterans, guys that have been through it before, and we're confident that we'll get through it, you know. We got to take it one day at a time, not trying to do too much, come back tomorrow, try to get a win, and we will, you know. That's too good of a team right there, and just understanding that we're going through a rough stretch right now, and we got to continue to fight.
What are you seeing from Lindor's at-bats right now?
Yeah, I feel like the chase, you know, especially today, felt like he wasn't seeing the ball of Wheeler, you know, swinging pitches out of the strike zone. And, you know, that's when he's at his best, obviously he controls the strike zone and he doesn't miss pitches. Right now, I feel like he's going outside of the strike zone.
Carlos, when you say every area, how are you feeling just about the overall, you know, attention to detail, focus, that kind of thing during this stretch?
Well, I think the attention to detail, you know, obviously we had, you know, a couple of errors that series in Atlanta. But I think when you're going through it, obviously, you know, sometimes it gets hard. But as far as, like, the details, I feel like, you know, we will continue to, you know, look for ways to improve and things like that. But, you know, like I said, we got to keep fighting.
Anything further on Kranick?
No, nothing yet. I checked with the trainers right before the game, and they were waiting on the doctors to get back, so.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.